from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Home and home.
We have some scary news if you are a Patriots fan as we jump into our all 32 off-season preview of the New England Patriots presented by 5-Hour Energy. The biggest burning question facing them this offseason, I mean, duh. Were you a duh guy or die? Were you no duh in high school, or were you no die?
No, I smacked guys that were die. You know, that's...
Dude, when you were in high school, duh was big, wasn't it?
It still is big. Duh. I mean, come on, duh. Look, I was a lunkhead.
No,
I'm an
duh.
Idiot.
Is duh like a word in the dictionary?
It's gotta be. Duh.
Duh.
I'm gonna check just because I need to know. All right, it is. So it's on dictionary.com. Does that mean anything? It is in the Merriam-Webster dictionary.
There you go. No duh. All right.
Feigned
so
ignorance
we've
or stupidity.
Got some kind of breaking news as it relates to Tom Brady. But before I let you know what that is, let's take a listen via the radio.com Red Zone and our affiliates to exactly what this Brady drama has been like so far.
I have an extremely hard time imagining that Tom Brady, who made sure to include a no franchise, no transition tag provision in his contract, who made sure he was going to get to be a free agent for the first time in his career, takes a deal 2 days before free agency. Like, why would he do that?
I think that they want Brady back, but I also think that they probably have a price in mind. And they probably would like Stephon Diggs, but they might have a price, and not salary price, but draft capital or stuff that they have to give up in mind. And you wonder, do they need to overpay for a guy like Diggs with a 43-year-old Tom Brady? Like, do they feel like that's the best chance of winning a Super Bowl?
The one that I believe is kind of the sleeping giant in this is Tampa Bay. If Jameis Winston is realistic, in my opinion, he'll be the quarterback of the Bucs next year. But I'm hearing some things out of Tampa that he might want, and his agents might want, a little bit more money than the Bucs want to pay.
Did Bruce Arians violate the tampering rules in the NFL?
We know what we're going to do, and we still just got to see who else is available. You don't really know who's available till the tags come out and all that stuff, if there's a guy really on the market.
Does Jameis know that you know?
No.
You said before about door number two.
Who's behind door number two?
Well, that's the thing. You see all these names. You've never seen a quarterback market with, like, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is a 0% likelihood from folks who know the Cowboys franchise better than me. So that is just blowing smoke on that.
Woo! Tommy Curran going with 0% chance of Tom Brady playing in Dallas. And what did you tell us the other day, Patella?
I'm going to completely 100% just kick that to the curb.
What?
I'm gonna kick that to the curb. There is a percent. I'm not gonna put one on it. I know for a fact.
Oh, here we go.
That is not a zero.
You know, you sit here at the combine. You hear a lot of people say a lot of things.
Right.
You hear rumors. And there was a team that was mentioned last night that I step back and say, I would never say that publicly. But if it happens, I guess I'll have
throw
to
throw it out there.
The team I heard mentioned was the Saints.
What? Saints.
Yeah, that's just stupid. That's not happening. I don't understand that at all. The combine, people must be loving the rumors down there about Brady. But, and that was Brady Quinn who said that. You also heard from Dale and Keith on WEI, Peter King, Bruce Arians, and former teammate Christian Fourier. But here's the news this morning that matters. ESPN's Jeff Darlington on GetUp said, I'm now at the point where I would be stunned if Tom Brady went back to New England. So, reportedly, the Patriots haven't even reached out to Brady's agents yet at the combine to meet. So perhaps that's a reaction from Brady, who's feeling disrespected. But maybe the Patriots thought, you know what? His agent's going to be talking to all these other teams. Let's get an idea. Like, let's let him get an idea for what he's got, what teams want him, how much money. And then we will talk to him and say, okay, what do you got? Here's what we can offer. So it might be that. I'll say this. The last long sit down on TV interview Tom Brady did, where he said, and it was in his house, and he said he's not, that the Super Bowl against the Rams was not going to be his last game. He said, remember, he said 0% chance it was his last game. That was with Jeff Darlington. And I guess the best way to describe it is Jeff Darlington and Brady run in some of the same circles. So if Jeff Darlington says that, I would just encourage people to listen. I'm not saying it's set in stone, but I would listen. That would be my response, Jay.
Yeah, there's certain guys when they report on certain players that it holds a different level of credibility, because you know that that player has implicit trust in that reporter, and that when that reporter, and Darlington wasn't reporting that, it was his, that was an editorial comment that I would be stunned. And sometimes that is more impactful, and that's what you need to read into. And that's good work by you, Russ, to go, hey, when he said there was 0% chance and he was right, like, you know that he's got good information. Vegas still believes that Brady's going to be back with the Patriots. They believe, minus 250, that he is the quarterback with the Patriots week one of next year's regular season in 2020. But where are the likely destinations? Is it Vegas? Is it the Chargers? Is it the Titans? There's a lot of suitable destinations. New Orleans is not one of them. That's like saying he's going to end up with the Baltimore Ravens when they got Lamar Jackson. You know, he's not going there. But it's just weird to me that this has even gotten to this point. Do we buy, Ross, that do we call bullshit that his representatives haven't spoken to the Patriots at all this offseason? That just smells like bullshit to me. Like, there had to be some.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's the case. I just know that they have not. Patriots haven't reached out to meet up at the combine.
Okay. That's different.
And, you know, I'll say this. It's not, he's not a free agent until March 18th.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of time between now and then. Yep. So even if right now he thinks he's going elsewhere, there's a lot of time between now and then that Robert Kraft or someone else could change Tom Brady's mind, because he can't sign anything with anybody until March 18th. Remember that. That would be my point. I think it's interesting. A lot of people are suggesting Mike Lombardi, Albert Breer, the Tennessee Titans. And I know they're not the focus of this All 32, but would you do that if you were the Titans? Like, Ryan Tannehill just had a really good year. Ryan Tannehill is young. Would you rather go with Brady and let Tannehill walk?
Yeah, I absolutely would, because I think Tannehill was a game manager. And if you had a guy in Brady who was a game manager with that running game and Derrick Henry, they could win a Super Bowl. That you got the Vrabel factor and the fact that those two played together and the long history together. I think that's a great fit. And I've heard Mike Lombardi suggest that because of Vrabel. And look, Tannehill did a nice job. But if the Tennessee Titans want to win a Super Bowl, bring in Tom Brady. They're a team built to do it with that running game. And to me, that would be an attractive location for Brady as well, because of that running game at this point in his career. If Tom Brady's going to go anywhere, he has to believe that the team he's going to has the potential to win a Super Bowl, so he can get out from behind the shadow of Bill Belichick, and that you know, the argument of it, is it Brady or is it Belichick or some combination thereof? He's not going to a team that he does not believe he can't be playing in a Super Bowl next year with, in my opinion, because then say the Patriots have a great year and they go to a Super Bowl without Tom Brady and he goes and has a 9-7 season with the Chargers. Then the legacy gets dampened a bit, despite the fact that it's an incredible legacy of all those Super Bowls. So he's my thing is if he's going to a team, he believes they can win a Super Bowl, that he's the piece that they need. I think Tennessee's one of those teams. I don't think the Raiders are one of those teams, and I don't think the Chargers are. Other than the Raiders, the only thing that the lure there is that they're going to Vegas.
Yeah, well, I think that the Raiders and the Chargers really want Tom Brady, but I think they really want him for business purposes. I think they really want to get off to a great start in these new stadiums and the buzz of having the greatest quarterback of all time. I wonder if that intrigues Brady or if he kind of knows he'd be getting used in that way. You know what I mean?
Well, use me all you want if you pay me money, but he's got so much money now already. I'm prepared to be used. Whatever you need him to use me for, just pay me for it and I'm good to go. Anybody can be bought. But he's got so much dough already from not even just the NFL, and his wife makes a huge amount of money. But to me, I think the most important thing to Tom Brady when the rubber meets the road is going to be the ability to win a Super Bowl next season without Bill Belichick. How it even got to this point is one of the great mysteries of sport to me, because Tom Brady is the greatest team sport athlete of all time, in my opinion, surpassing Wayne Gretzky. So if he can win somewhere else, Gretzky wasn't able to do it. If he can win somewhere else, then the legend grows even further, in my opinion.
So let's talk Patriots a little bit, because they are the feature of this All 32. And let's assume, for argument's sake, that Tom Brady's gone. Who are their quarterback options at that point that you think they would strongly consider? The guys that came to my head right away would be Tannehill,
yep,
Teddy Bridgewater, and or maybe a trade for Andy Dalton, who just kind of feels like a Patriots-type quarterback.
Boy, I'll never feel bad for the people in New England after being spoiled the way they have been, but Andy Dalton would underwhelm me. I mean, all of them are going to underwhelm in comparison to Tom Brady, but the one that makes the most sense to me is probably Tannehill, because I think that Belichick would think that he can do the most with Tannehill, more so than Andy Dalton, especially based on last year.
Let me ask you this, Jay, because I'm a little bit biased. Let's assume Brady goes somewhere else. Do you want to see him have success in that other place, or do you not?
I do. And the reason I do, and I hate the Patriots, you know, as an Eagle fan, I hate the Patriots. They stole a Super Bowl from the Eagles in the 2004 season, the 05 Super Bowl in Jacksonville with Spygate. But still, look, as a guy who loves sports, to be able to see the entire career as an adult of the greatest team sport athlete of all time, I want the legend to grow more. I got to see Michael Jordan's entire career. I got to see Kobe's entire career and Shaq. And I'm seeing LeBron's entire career now. I like seeing the greatest of greats achieve even more. And if he can step out of the Belichick shadow and win a Super Bowl with a team like the Tennessee Titans, to me, that's great theater. And it makes him even greater. He's already going to become this mythological figure, 10 times greater than Joe Montana or John Elway. But if he's able to do it after being 43 years old and doing it in Tennessee, man, that's incredible, Ross. I want to see success. Now, if my team goes against him in the Super Bowl, if the Eagles were to play Tennessee in the Super Bowl, I want the Eagles to win, of course. But I still want to see him have success because I love the storyline.
All right. Now, what about the opposite question? Do you want to see Belichick and the Patriots have success without Brady?
Fuck Belichick. No. No. Well, Belichick's the greatest team sport coach of all time, but no, I don't want to see Bill Belichick have any more success. And it's not because I think he's this grizzly guy and, you know, we're on to the Bengals, that whole thing. Like, I like that stuff with him, and I think he's hilarious because, like, Rome could be burning, and he's like, yeah, we're worried about the Jets. They're a really good football team. No, they're not. Everybody knows it, but that's Bill Belichick. But no, I'm tired of their success, and I'm tired of the people in New England acting. They're just so arrogant about it. They've been spoiled so bad with all the championships from 2000 until now, from all the Patriots, 6 Super Bowls, to the Celtics getting one, to the Bruins getting the 2 cups and winning one, and then the Red Sox ending the curse and winning a couple World Series. I'm enough already with the New England success. Have your clam chowder, enjoy it, and go back to being losers.
By the way, I'm totally with you. I hope Brady crushes it somewhere else, and I hope the Patriots struggle because, let's be honest, if Brady doesn't go back, it's because of Belichick. I mean, that's the reason. It's because of Belichick. So this would be Belichick's fault if Brady does not go back. Hey, everybody, it's Ross Tucker. Thanks for listening to the Home and Home podcast. Remember, you can watch or listen live every day from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time exclusively on the radio.com app or on the web at radio.com/home.
Home and Home.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.